This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's death while in police custody, but warned reducing immunity for officers is a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality. We're reaching final edits, and she hoped it could be made public in the coming days. Concrete barriers were removed from the south end of the White House perimeter Wednesday as enhanced security was stepped down. The fencing and barriers were set up during George Floyd protests in Washington in the wake of the death of the unarmed black man while in police custody. There's no word yet on when the barriers and fencing will be removed from the north side of the White House. Amazon says it will ban police use of its facial recognition technology for a year in order to give Congress time to come up with ways to regulate the technology. The Seattle-based company did not say when it was going to do so, but ongoing protests after the death of George Floyd have focused attention on racial injustice and how police use technology to track people. Amazon's announcement comes a day after IBM said it would get out of the facial recognition business, concerned about how the technology can be used for mass surveillance and racial profiling. Globally, the number of people who have died from the COVID-19 virus is more than 416,000. More than 112,000 of those deaths are in the United States. The number of infections is well above 7.3 million globally and more than 2 million in the United States. Brazil's numbers continue to surge, while the third highest number of deaths trailing just behind the UK. As far as infections go, Brazil remains second behind the United States. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to a former member of the UK government scientific advisory group, Britain's death toll from COVID-19 could have been halved in lockdown if it was introduced a week earlier. Britain has an official death toll from confirmed COVID-19 cases of more than 41,000. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson introduced the lockdown on March 23rd. Epidemiologist Neil Ferguson told lawmakers that Britain had taken the right measures against the new coronavirus, but just too late. Ferguson, a professor of Imperial College in London, produced a model which influenced Britain's response to the pandemic and showed that unchecked, the virus could result in hundreds of thousands of deaths. However, his later estimate, once lockdown had begun, that 20,000 might die, proved inaccurate because the elderly in care homes were not successfully shielded from the virus, he said. Ferguson stepped down from the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, also known as SAGE, which plays a key role in shaping government policy in May, after a newspaper reported he'd broken lockdown rules by meeting up with a female friend. The deforestation of Brazil's Amazon rainforest was worse than previously thought. Revised data from Brazil's space research agency INPE showed there were nearly 4,000 square miles of deforestation in the Amazon from August 2018 through July 2019, a rise of 34% from the same period a year earlier. The revision is higher than the agency's initial report of forests destroyed. The 2019 data remains the highest level of deforestation seen in Brazil's Amazon since 2008. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, in office since January of 2019, has urged the development of at the Amazon, including protected areas, as a way to lift the region's poor residents out of poverty. Environmental advocates and scientific researchers blame Bolsonaro's policies for emboldening illegal loggers, ranchers, and land speculators to clear the forest. Brazil is home to roughly 60% of the Amazon. Scientists say that protection of the Amazon is vital to curbing climate change because of the vast amount of carbon dioxide it absorbs. South Korea's government says it will take legal action against two organizations there who it says are engaging efforts or endangering efforts to keep peace with the North, efforts that have already seen a marked plunge in recent months. And it comes only a day after North Korea cited such groups to justify cutting some diplomatic channels, including daily phone calls. The two groups are both run by people who defected from North Korea. Their activists often smuggle anti-Pyongyang leaflets, food, and other contraband across the border. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.